Simon Kuf Tzadik Tas.
The Gemara says in Bava Kama Pribeis, Yisuch HaFaz HaFaz Deraisi, the Tanya of Rachis Tzai Mamayim, Shlei Dover Chlitzitz, Mishai Lamayim, Es Besoyas Tal Besoyim, my new Rav Seir. Was Deraisa Lumine Tumam Victor, it is a Deraisi of Du Iyun, Nami Yimosh Chatsitza, What's the year between a kafifa? The deraisa, the lachman deraisa, you have to do yon, and as it came along, it was like in kafifa. So what's yon? Yon deraisa, you have to look yourself over and make sure that there aren't any chatzitzas. Kashas, why? What's the mechayv yon? Why do you have to check yourself over? And why should it be such a lacha? So the chachas adam says in kuf chaf sukkat and av. The reason you have to check yourself over is because chal gadol, anything which has a cheskes iser. So you can't take off the cheskes iser unless you know for sure that you're okay. So being that over here, in order to take away the cheskes iser, you have to know for sure that aren't any issues, and therefore that's going to be mechayiv the Indian. That's the secret of the devil, why one's going to need heal. Now there's one aura on the whole sugya of heal. I have to see if there are any good tarets for that. In terms of what's considered a chatzitza, so the Gemara says, Midiraisa, the only thing that's considered a chatzitza is Dvarat Toya Rube Makav of Chitzitza, the Gemara says, Midiraisa, something which is Roiv and your Makav is considered a chatzitza.
Roiv?
It has to be Roiv if your body has a problem and your Makav has it. There's something on more than 50% of your body, and you're makbid on it. If you're not makbid on it, or it's not a rov of your body, it's not going to be chitzitza. Roiv sheni makbid al eri chitzitz. If it's roiv which you're not makbid, it's not going to be chitzitza. Gazua ruvah sheni makbid, came along chazal and a gezer, and there are bonon, you have a roiv which you're not makbid, which you're not makbid, because of mira makbid, which you're not makbid, and a gezer mira makbid, because of roiv a makbid, mashing a mira sheni makbid, there wasn't any gezer on. So no, the right in order for something to be chitzitza. It's only chitzitza if something which bothers you inside the rib of your body. Otherwise, it's not going to be chitzitza. Hey, everything else, all the chitzitzas of mina makbid or rib any makbid, that's only a zeir darbanan atu chitzitza atu chitzitza deraisa. So the shaila really is: so what are you really checking for? There's midiraisa. The only thing which is a problem is you have something in your body which bothers you inside the rib of your guf. So, you know, so midiraisa, so what are we looking for? That is nothing, what? You don't have to look much, that something in your body, which is something on your body, which, I mean, at this present moment, anything on any of your body is just a rave with your macro on? What?
What does it mean, rave?
Rave your body, 50%.
Well, it's not, here itself is not its own thing.
Okay, so that could be a plan.
That what?
That, so the Arsene would say that, here is a separate thing. And if rave of you here has a chatzitza, so then that is a shizikainim. If rave of you here has a chatzitza, so then that alone could be a problem. You don't down the whole body as one thing, the here could be a separate area, and rave of the here could be a chatzitza. So if that's a plan, then again, it's very understandable. The pshat is that what we're looking for is the pshat is that maybe a rave of you here is going to have a chatzitza. I mean, that there's a possibility that maybe rave of you here has a chatzitza. So therefore, that's the sibus adabra, why you're going to do chatzitza. If you hold, not like that, you hold that the only time it's chatzitza is over your body, it's a little bit sorry for Ian, what's going to be the sibus adabra that what's it really the chashash that you have to go in and check? And the dark cloud, if you have something around the rib of your body, which I'm not going to stomach a person, stomach.
Well, to review the hair separately?
What? So that's stuff like that. See, this is the game. The hair is a separate thing. Let's see. Let's see what's
the
lock
on. Same question on the hair. You think someone wouldn't miss?
No, people have gnats. No, people have gnats. People
think it's clear and it's really rave is not, and they don't realize.
Rave not.
What do you say? People have very gnats.
Mars lushan is also muzz. Rave of the hair is gonna be muzz, and you're not gonna realize.
Right. Okay. So. Right. It was a different society now. You know, those days and nowadays. How often they didn't take showers too often. They took showers every. What? Once a week, once every 2 weeks, right? As Yishami says, how do you take a shower? You wouldn't take a shower, big talker. You wouldn't take a shower if you had to walk to the river every day. You wouldn't do it, okay? It's easy. You walk in, it takes a second. You know, take a shower. But if, you know, if it was a big slap like it was in the olden days, you had to go to the bathhouse and it was a.
You didn't care.
What?
Do the bathhouse
and camp. Oh, you're in Tarvadas? Yeah. A good bathhouse also? Yeah.
Shower house.
A shower house? Okay.
What? It's easy to wear bathing suit.
What?
It's easy to wear
bathing suit. So, I'll call upon him, so then, whatever. Anyway, okay. So what is Ian? Ian is after looking body over, looking to make sure that there aren't any chatzitzas which a person is going to be makbid on. Now, he's looking himself over, there's a little bit of a. Difficulty is in certain areas which are hard to see. So I can look yourself over. I can buy in over there.
You feel it? It feels smooth enough?
What?
It's not that good here.
What?
It's not
that
good here. What? If you know about it, you might be up. If you knew about it, you might be
up. What? What is it? It's not exist. The rice. You have to check. Why is it the Chag Sadim? Because something which has a chatzitza, you can't go out. I mean, something which has chatzitza, so you can't. So this is somebody else checking you. So the mikveh lady is not. It's not a job to check you. The mikveh lady is a din in the tefillah. That is a din. When you're doing, when you're being told, we want to make sure that the sea go totally under the water. And that the hair is not sticking out, that's the good job.
It's not possible to see.
That's the good job of the mikveh. It doesn't sound like anywhere there's a din to show to somebody else to go ahead. The mikveh is din in the mitzvah tefillah, it's not a din in the even Ian. Even the Ian which the mikveh ladies do, it's like they look over it quickly, if you know it is a good Ian, not Ian. You know, they look you over. A lot of times they say you forgot to do something. Can you sum up on the mikveh that she looked you over well? You have to know. So, you know, what went on? Well, they're not mamish doing Ian, they're looking over quickly. Lav dafka that doing it. So one possible plan you could say is maybe filling it. That could be a plan. But to fill everywhere. What do you say, Shaw?
You can't check.
No. Okay, let's start with this. Hold on a second. Let's go over there. I could go over there like that. I could go. Can you reach? I mean, I'm out of shape, my bones. You guys are more out of shape than me. Can you reach?
You got wave anyway.
What do you need that for? No. So even if even if he's, it doesn't sound like that, you know, the rice are looking for either Rui or Makbid. It doesn't sound like because of that, you don't, which doesn't sound like once you check Rui if it's enough. It doesn't sound like that. Definitely Midar Bonin for sure not.
For sure,
Darbonin have to check everywhere. That's for sure. Even on the rice, they go, the Yesh Lacher. Maybe you had to check because of that, but maybe they have to check every single area. The question is whether you can stop everyone, Yesh Lacher. So maybe there's a possibility, maybe feeling, maybe that could be a possibility. Any other possibilities?
Nervous.
Getting nervous. It doesn't sound like anywhere like the stomach stuff like that. It sounds like after.
Punch?
What?
So you don't recognize you have
what? No, maybe there's something there you don't see. There's a sticker on your back, but your Mac really don't.
Ask someone else.
Never mind. Never mind.
What do you say?
If you're a master, you're a master.
So that's the side we're going to have to discuss. When you have things which are there, the popcorn shayla has happened, right? A couple of times, right? One of my friends said, like, if Chazal, they had popcorn being Chazal, they would pass her a week before you go to the mikvah. Well, you know, there have been many stories that. Something, you try, nothing comes out, and then a week later, a piece of a popcorn kernel comes out in between your teeth. And she didn't eat popcorn in last week. What? The Gemara says it's Etzem Ben Shana, and it's a Rebbe Tevila Acheres, that the Maitzah B'Shukas are Rebbe. So the Gemara's Maitzah B'Shukas is a Rebbe, it must have Etzem Ben Shana, there's a bone between her teeth, and send her back to the mikvah.
They found it that night.
What?
That's what
they found it that way. And what's the
difference? You know, we're talking about it. Lonsa.
What did I say?
She
and if for what?
Much more mikvah.
Old pump cars?
Huh?
Old pump cars?
I don't know.
depends on the yeah. You want to say Lonsa. No, you want to say Lonsa, we try to find Hector, but it's not Hector. You want to say Lonsa.
Lonsa's not Hector, it's
an Isser. It's Isser. What's that? LMA. I'm just saying. See, you're saying, what do you think you have to handle? What are the things you can't see? What's I can do, Ian, in that type of situation? Fine. So that's the Midera Isser. The Rabbanan and Ezra came along with Sakin, you have to go and do Kafifa. What was the Sivus Adabra? What was wrong with the Ian Midera Isser? You did Ian. So why are we going ahead and doing Kafifa? What's missing? Why was Ezra Sakin Kafifa? We're doing Ian. We did Ian, right? So if you did Ian, so then what's wrong? What are we missing that we're now we're going ahead and we have to add on this new the kind of what? Right. So Ban says that chat is like, especially if you're dealing with the hair is a complicated thing, they're gnats and whatever, just because you're Mayan, maybe you're gonna miss it. It's very scared to have gnats. And therefore they went ahead and they were sank and they have to go ahead and do Khafifa. If you learn that Khafifa is on the whole body, so what's the reason why they were grazer? Ezra? But why? Rabbanan aren't just there to make laws to whatever. It's not a school of have children. I don't know. It's not whatever. It's not a school of advice. I don't know. Whatever. There's a reason why they're doing it, right? Yeah. See, I have to say, there's something you're gonna miss. Maybe the errors, maybe possible things, the errors you can't see, you're gonna miss. Yeah, maybe. And as whatever you're doing, maybe there are parts you're gonna miss. It's more difficult than Ezra was gracious and said you have to do a chafifa. Now, what is chafifa? Makleik Zvishenim is chafifa. Many times the chafifa is only bereish. Kumis kabarai is that chafifa is dafka when you're dealing with the head. And Rashi says that chafifa is gonna be kolagaf. Interesting, many times that chafifa is dafka bereish. Why is it dafka bereish as opposed to the rest of the body? It has more complicated because you have gnats. Yesh le'ayin in Shittas many times. What about the rest, the hair and the rest of the body? Does reish mean dafka reish because the hair on your hair is generally a little bit longer, and therefore that's really more scared to have gnats? Or is he said the dove is that they were grazer on any mukim say what? No, the areas which are Rebbe Cyrus. So nothing. Any year which would be a Schita Shabbos, so we spoke that week. Is it dafka the here on the right, or is it going to be also all here? It's going to be all here. Now, Lashon Rashi is, when he says you have to chafifa, Rashi says chafifa b'masrik l'chaka d'mosa. You have to use a comb, Rashi says. In the chiyuv of chafifa is that you have to go out and use a comb. Brings down Rashi. Perish Meshach chafifa is reshav and masik b'yom tivlas mishum chatzitza. You have to wash yourself and use a comb. In early the chafifas. The chafifa srichitza v'lei srika. Chafifa srichitza. What does chafifa mean? You have to wash yourself. It doesn't mean you have to go ahead and comb yourself. Come into the condition of the chod v'chanan. Am ein chafifa srika v'chitza. Why? Sriki mi deraisa. It's like this is a no. But you have to comb yourself. That's a deraisa. Because they're meaning by the mikdar. Let me say a kasha. Who's ever said? Let me say a kubi thing. It's like this is where that number one, the lash chafifa is not just not washing here. It doesn't sound like you have to do use a comb. But wait, he says that if I have to do, you have to use a comb. But the reason I have to use a comb is because inside the derisa shabbai. The derisa, we see that in Ma'ayin. How you be Ma'ayin you here if you're not going to go ahead and comb? Well, what are you doing exactly? You're just looking? It's like this here that in order to get out the gnats, somebody has to comb it. If he says that, that's going to be derisa. Because they're both masking that you have to use a comb. So there's Rid saying that's a chilek of Ian with derisa. That's why you have to use a comb. And Mashenkin, now she's saying that's the chiluk of the chafifa. They have to go ahead and use a comb.
Is Rashi not like Rashi does the Rosh Prince?
Velashin of the Chinuch, when he brings down the Kufayin Hei, Dinuch is his Rav Meim, this is a lot of Lachas, I do my close to Chavit. The entire Tzuchel is lying, Kol Gufa, some of Tuvas, Yatim Hayin, Kol Gof, Agav. He says Yatim Hayin, your whole Gof, he doesn't say Roiv Gof, Stam. Shalei Vachas V'Gufa. As a business, take a Shalei Chavis, V'chol Mokim Seir Shabbat, Mayim Chaim. As a Messiah, Chol Mokim Seir Shabbat. The Chinuch says that, Midrash Yosef is Yatim Hayin, Kol Gof, not Roiv. As is Masakin, any Mokim Seir, not just the here, any Mokim Seir. Masarekas, I'm a Fasa Sarasa, Yoda, I'm a Masarek. I'm Yishla Yafi Yafa. He says, if you have a comb, go ahead and use a comb. If not, you could go ahead and use pispus with your hands. You could just like use your hands and run it through to see whether, and to see if there are any knots. Right. No, so he's saying, if you have a comb, go use a comb. You're not mechuyev to have a comb. It's a good thing to have. But, and if you have one, you should use it, but it's not something which you can make it by now. Now, big nafkamina is, we appreciate it. We have, the Tzitzis learns combing is a deraisa, it's a chelik le'ion. We have Rashi learning is a chelik le'mitzvah chafifa, and we have others who are just saying, it's a good thing to have, but if you don't have it, it's okay. Now, if Kamin is going to be Makiv, according to Tesserah, definitely is Makiv. It's Makiv. If in the Chinuch, then Avad is not going to be Makiv. It's a good thing if you have it. In Rashi, we could clarify. Rashi says you have to chafifa with a comb. Is that Mamish Likuva? Or Pshad is that's the best way to do it, and maybe you can't find Likuva. Rashi is nice. It's not clear, we'll have to see. But definitely in the Tesserah, it will be Makiv, and definitely in the Chinuch, it's something which would not be Makiv.
If
you have a suffix, let's say you have a suffix if you did. It comes on the mikvah. I don't remember whether I called it around. I can't remember. What can I remember? Kacha. So, if it's deraisa, so then so deraisa l'chomro. If it's darabonan, so if it's darabonan, it's part of chafifa. Now we can clear. If you have a suffix, you do chafifa. Do we see suffix malikula? Do we see it's suffix divisional materian? Because deraisa definitely has to be machmir, and darabonan, there'd be more mukim, there'd be more mukim to clear. Say? Says says, I think what brings down that there's an Indian, a Minog. I'll tell you, basically, a person's always. Teach in his house. You should always teach in your house. You should go ahead and wash the basic. Don't need bias mayim. So what do you have to wash it for? The Gemara says even though bias mayim, you need regular bias mayim. If there's a kala, and whenever you're doing bias starim, even though you don't have to have that, the water mamash goes there. But it has to be roi that's possible for it to go there. The Gemara says like I was saying, regular bias mayim, the kala essentially the right be bias mayim. So this is the third halacha. So we have Iyam Midrash, that's like the whole body. Then we then Chafifa, Machlech Shoshana, you have to wash all, just under here, or the whole body, you wash yourself off. There's a third din of the base of Storm, you have to go ahead and you should, Yimel Oyv Dach Beisah, that you should wash the base of Mayim. But Mayim, why? Because that area needs real B'yas Mayim, even though you only B'yas Mayim, you only B'yas Mayim. So the Lashon of the Gemara is very interesting Gemara. Oyv Dach Beisah, so. Now it doesn't say, like when I say Chayv Adam, it's a chiyuv, it's a minhag. Like, what's the lashon? Yilam adam, yilmid adam at their basis. So the Torah in Sifkatan Cafe, he wants to say that maybe said a is that it's just not a chiyuv. A nice thing. I'll get me both the lashon light and yoshin. Sandy, you don't get so excited. But he says that not mamish a chiyuv.
Who says that?
Sidney Torah and Cafe. What do you say? That's not mamish a chiyuv. That just you don't allow them to basically and Lav Dafka is Mamish going to be a chiyuv. The Arav Adol Lashon just sounds like Tzarech Adam. Sounds like not like that, but see the Torah wants to be like the Gemara. Maybe he can say that it's not Mamish a chiyuv. It's just Eitz a Teiva. Why? Because that's why would not be a chiyuv? Because that's a Molini Rabbi Yismael. If there's something there, Eitz a Teiva. If you end up having any problems, if you wash it off, you're good. And therefore, it's Eitz a Teiva to do it. But then not that a Mamish is going to be a chiyuv. Others are chiyuv. Can they say no? And maybe it's all the way around. You might think that make sure people do it. If I care, that you should make sure people do it because maybe something person is gonna, you know, it's harder, you have to concentrate, you know, one thing you wash yourself off, but also the basic command, it's harder. And if we'll learn,
like this?
The entire thing's not too stuff, like, I covered that. I mean, the Lashon and many other Lashonis say Tzarech, you know. So, if it says Tzarech, that's not optional. Shulchan Aruch says Tzarech, I got the Lashon. So, what, yeah, Elamai, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is, maybe, you should, we're trying to pay more attention to do it, because it's, like, hard to do. Maybe it's, or, maybe, you know, could be that with the Pshat.
Okay,
yeah, so somewhere we have over here is Ian, this Deraisa, Darbana, and then the three alakas. We have the Deraisa, they have to go to Ian, we have Darbana, the Yechfifa, and we have the din of washing the base kmeteh. Now you have to know once Ezra's Masakin Khafifa, you have to wash yourself off. Does that take away the Ian, or that's additional from the Ian?
Additional.
What?
Additional.
Here is, no. He was worried about the Deraisa. What was Ezra's takana? Ezra's takana was that the Raisa, you're not going to do a job in the Raisa. If I came along, it's going to go do Chafifa. Now, once I do Chafifa, does that, is that nichel on the Raisa, or I have to do a separate Ian? If I wash myself off in every single area, the pshat is that automatically an Ian? Is the attempt to get to the Ian, and now I don't need Ian? Or we have to do a separate process of Ian? Let's explain the sign in two ways. Do I have to do a separate Ian, or the Chafifa is the Ian? And yeah, you know, it could be.
The
Khafifa
is a way that the
Ian's
going to be a good
Ian. It could be a way that. I didn't look, I went into the shower. Let's tell you this. It happened a lot of times in the shower. The lady forgot to look at the bottom of her feet. So you need to be, you know, very common shower. Some people, I don't know why, they don't check the bottom of their feet. I don't know why. I'm not sure why it's on the list. What? But. What?
What did they find out? No, it comes to shower.
No, you have to do Ian. Ian's makif. Ian's the right, so. She did not do Ian. She did not check the bottom of her feet. But she sat in the bath for 3 hours. Which is bad. But very bad. Yeah, if you sit too long in the bath, you get wrinkles. You should not sit more. It's bad. It's not, it's OCD. And it's bad, I'm saying. But it's bad for the makif too. But anyhow. But. So the question is that called the Ian because I washed it? We'll have to look at it. Any area which is hard to see. What?
You don't know that. So you don't know. The whole device was that you should know that you're clean.
Right?
If you don't know you're clean, you know you're clean.
I didn't check myself over, but I know I washed myself. I washed myself.
You washed your ass, washed your clean.
What's that? No, anything which is stuck to your body will come off. Ink is not.
What was the erase of Ian is that if you see anything, look at your body,
stuff.
If you see anything
anywhere,
clean it off.
Right.
You did that, you cleaned up
every,
you were
time
the
D.R.A.
somebody doing the
movie. That's the question. Has the Kami
D.R.A.
said either
Khafifa,
or I have to do a separate?
I gave my parents. What do you want from me?
The sensor says,
what
is it?
Okay, so something to pay. It's something to pay attention to as you're going along. You know, is it a kiyum of it, or you have to have two separate mice? Which I'm saying, the land of kaminas is saying all the times ladies, they ain't do Ian. So then, what's gonna be? Now, in terms of, so far we had three dinim. In terms of taking a bath, do you have any remnants you have to take a bath? Shower versus bath.
Take a shower.
The shower's not soaking.
It says soaking.
Where
does it
say soaking?
No, where does it say soaking? Huh?
He used to have a bath house.
Huh? Mr. Curse says you have to wash yourself. Is that?
How else do you wash?
What's that?
They only had that.
I would say shower is better. Because if you're worried about the air, I think the shower is better. Because if you're worried about the air, what cleans out of here better? Yeah, pressure on the shower.
Okay, so is there any. Is there here take a shower? Any take a shower? You can see it? You can see it? Next day, too, I'm saying. Wednesday for sure, and so these things. Fine. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Isha, just one thing quickly, we're running out of time. Isha Tachal Ben Nesa Lutachal, Nesa Shemitah Vachal Mishal Misrach, these things cause your hair to get tangled. Amar Rav Isha Tachal Vachami, you don't have to use Dafka hot water. You have to use Dafka water. You have to use Dafka water as well as too. Cold water. Zuck Rashi, if you use cold water, it hardens your hair and the lichlich doesn't come off. That's what Rashi says. It hardens your hair and the lichlich doesn't come off. So according to Rashi, let's say I use cold water, hot water, and then cold water. Would it be good? No, I wash with hot water and then I do cold water.
Yes.
Is the problem with cold water a problem that adds something like it tangles there? Sometimes they say it tangles there. Cold water is out. Let's say I did hot and then I did cold. Then they had it once. The mikvah, the hot water broke in the mikvah. And they took showers in cold water. Like now what? So it's she spent 3 hours at home. And then she went to the mikvah and did cold water. Not 3 hours. 3 minutes at home. 30 minutes at home is normal. She spent half an hour at home. Then she went and took a cold shower. So is the yisoid of it just the liquid doesn't come off? So I got it off already. Or is the yisoid that washing with cold water ruins it and entangles the hair? Then the mice, it would be a problem.
Yeah, would that also be
like, it's all these things we have to answer, which is annoying.
Would that also affect the feeling?